Sarah Wallace. Good morning, Sarah.
She's good morning.
In with the Country Insider. What's up?
Jelly Roll appeared over the weekend at WWE's SummerSlam, which is one of their big pay-per-views. So he ended up tag-teaming with Randy Orton against Logan Paul and Drew McIntyre. So Logan ended up slamming Jelly through an announcer table, and this is what it sounds like. Yep.
McIntyre now putting Jelly Roll, who's just knocked out cold. Wait, he's out cold. Whoa. Logan Paul climbed into the top.
Here's your viral moment, everyone.
And a splash through Jelly Roll through the announce table.
Jelly did end up losing the match, but he did show some serious star power.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it's
good
just
for him.
Nuts. Luke Combs recently told a story about his time at college and how he once had to choose between joining a frat or staying with his a cappella group. And this is what he had to say.
I got the bid to join. I'm pledging, do the thing, and it's Big Brother reveal night. I was still in the a cappella group at the time. And so Big Brother reveal night, it was, we had a concert for the a cappella group the same night that was going to be at the same time. So I tell the guys, I'm like, hey, I really got to do this concert tonight. Yeah. You know, like, I'm like, all right, your boy's got solos. You know what I mean? Like, I can't just not go. And they were like, well, you got to choose, dude. Like, you're either doing this or that. And I was like, well, I'm doing that, dude. Like, I'm out.
Luke Bryan seemed to injure himself again in a bit of a delicate area while attempting to do Michael Jackson's moonwalk on stage. It seems like his dancing is now officially kind of hazardous to his health.
I'm not sure how you get injured there when you're moonwalking.
Have to ask Luke that, I guess.
I can understand the worm,
yeah.
You know, but he wasn't doing the worm. No. He was doing the moonwalk.
NFL star Max Crosby had a pretty famous friend in country music back in school. It's Post Malone.
Wow.
The two of them went to high school together near Dallas. Max said it's just cool seeing a guy from the same area taking it to where Post has taken it. And during Morgan Wallen's tour stop in Santa Clara, California on Friday, he stopped for a minute to FaceTime with the 10-year-old of a fan who was in the crowd. So Morgan spotted the fan, grabbed her phone, spent a couple minutes chatting with the 10-year-old boy, and then handed the phone back and
That's
continued
awesome.
The show. I love it.
Yeah, how good is that, right? Yeah. I love when the stars do that.
It makes them seem just extra so nice.
Yeah, they are. And when they take the time to do that, it's so great. Sarah, that's what's happening in Nashville. Thanks for the Country Insider.